For a long time, I've been fascinated with the story of the Titanic, because thinking of that seemingly unsinkable ship after a collision with an iceberg. I mean, it's filled with so much human drama. It's inspired, you know, endless movies and books and documentaries. Finding the Titanic at the bottom of the Atlantic, well, that fueled even greater information than we've ever had before. And some of the drama of those discoveries has been within our reach as the Titanic artifacts exhibit went across the country in some of America's leading museums. You could see many personal items recovered from the Titanic's debris field, along with displays that recreated the feeling of being a passenger on that doomed ship. And now there's at least one permanent Titanic museum in the country. And when I went into this one on that early tour, I was given a boarding pass with the name of a real person who had been on board that awful night. And at the end of the exhibit, there's this big wall with the names of everyone aboard, first class, second class, third class, crew. Every person is either on the list that says saved or lost. I looked hard for my name, and I discovered I was one of the few crewmen who was saved. Now, a pastor I know, who I told about the experience there, he went to see the exhibit for himself, and he told me about it. He looked me in the eye and said very soberly, except I was lost. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about the shock at the end of our voyage. One of the most sobering truths in the Bible is this. God has two lists. Each of us is on one of those lists. Everyone we know, everyone we care about, is on one of these two lists. 1 John 5:11 and 12, God plainly says, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. There it is. Saved, lost. And it all depends on one thing, whether or not you have Jesus in your heart. It doesn't say whoever has religion has life or whoever lives a good life has life. No, it's all about Jesus and whether or not you've ever begun a personal relationship with him. That life-saving relationship begins when you realize that Jesus dying on that cross was the only thing that can pay the death penalty that you deserve for running your own life, for hijacking your life from your Creator. And that means you know now that you've got to put all your trust in him to save you, because you can't do a thing to save yourself. For my pastor friend, it was a shock to get to the end of that exhibit and find out he was lost. That's the shock that for real so many are going to experience when they meet God. My friend didn't know until the end, but we can know right now which list we're on, depending on whether or not we've given ourselves to Jesus. If you know you've done that, you're among God's rescued. But now it's up to you to rescue those around you who are still on the lost list. The saved and lost list from the Titanic, it can never be changed, but there's still time for people you know to be moved from God's lost list to his list of those who are saved. But you got to do something about their lostness. You're going to have to step up to tell them about Jesus to be their rescuer. The devil, who wants as many lost as possible, is working hard to keep people on both lists preoccupied with something other than eternity. If you're lost, he's trying to desperately keep you from Jesus, even right now, till time runs out. If you're saved, he's desperately trying to keep you from reaching out to rescue the people around you until time runs out. Listen, if you've never reached out to Jesus to rescue you, grab the hand of the rescuer who came all the way from heaven to come and die so he could rescue you. If you want to go to sleep tonight knowing you belong to Jesus, tell him now, Jesus, I'm yours. The battle's over. I'm yours. And get over to our website as soon as you can today. It's anewstory.com. I think you'll find there everything you need to know about how to be sure you belong to Jesus. That's anewstory.com. When you've taken your last breath, lost is forever, but not yet. This very day, you can move from death to life and from lost to saved.